Not too long ago, I announced to the world I want to buy a private jet. I want to have my own freaking private jet so I can go to my favorite places, Malibu, Copenhagen, Sicily, Lake Como, whatever. And I can bring friends and family and team members, and I can stay in flow. I can do coaching work, or I can do, you know, computer work or building work or coding work, whatever. Like, I can stay in flow. I can be in my flow, do things my way, be served. Imagine having someone on the plane that's actually there to make my life better rather than to enforce like stupid ass rules and just do shitty stuff. Like, the crew on an airline is there to like just make your life more miserable. Imagine that. So here's the thing. At first I was a little bit shy about saying it. It's like, oh, who am I to, and all of that stuff. And then I was like, you know what? This is what I want. This is actually my desire. So might as well own it. Might as well claim it. And I'm in this Power of Eight group where we hold intentions for each other. And so it was my turn to have the entire group hold an intention for me. And I was actually a little bit nervous about it, because I was like, well, like, they might think it's too much. They might have judgment on that. Like, they're not, that's not within the other people in the group. They're, it's not really within their realm to do that. They're like, I just want to get rid of my tinnitus or some health issue or whatnot. But I'm a different being. I'm a different beast. I'm at a different point in my life. So this is what I want. But I was still hesitant to ask the group to intend for that. So I put in some language around like expansion and like flight and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, what does that mean, brother? What are you trying to say here? And so I was like, well, we can just cut that part out and just do the smaller intention. But then they were like, well, if it's important to you, we can keep it. What is it? And so I explained to them, I want a jet. I actually want a private jet, like a big ass private jet that can take me in one hop from LA to Sicily. And they're like, all right. And what happened was so beautiful, because it turns out that they ended up being really inspired by it. There's even like, they were all full smiles of ear to ear, and there was so much joy in them as they were intending for this for me. And one of them even shared how at first she had to get over her own scarcity stories. And so like all her voices of like, oh, it's too, like, it's a lot and it's impossible, all that stuff came up. And then ones that did, it was like something popped in her head, and it was just, you know, so much life, so much energy, so much freedom. And so it turns out that me actually claiming and owning my desire inspired her, inspired other people. And that's something that really, it really stuck with me. I was like, huh. So when we really embrace and claim and own our dreams and our desires and speak out about it and be like, hey, I want this. I'm going to make that happen. I'm creating this. Other people are inspired by that too. So where are you not embracing your dreams? Where are you holding back that you could go all in on, like, this is actually what I inspire? And it can be selfish. It can be for you. It can be for others. It doesn't matter. Like, what is it that actually fires you up? Own it and then share it and see what happens. See what happens. And one of the things that happened is that some people were like, oh my God, Calvin, like, think about the climate change and CO2 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Like, if that's the world that you live in, that you really think that plant food is bad for the environment and that 1.5 degrees increase in temperature over 100 years is going to ruin us, given that the temperatures have always gone up and down as far as back as we know it, like, we're not made for each other. Sure, climate, whatever, fossil fuel, all these things, maybe not the best thing in the world. But there are ways to mitigate it. And also, I'm going to use that energy for so much benefit for so many people. You know, I'm long humanity. Humanity can solve any fucking challenge that we're faced with, as long as we're free, as long as we're not locked up in being bought into the matrix. And the way I see it is the whole climate change hoax, the whole climate change agenda is all about keeping people locked into the matrix. right? You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't breathe air, and like you shouldn't exude oxygen. You shouldn't eat meat. You shouldn't fly. You shouldn't, like, it's all about making us smaller. I'm all about making us bigger. We can solve any challenge that we face as long as we are connected in tune with our creative life force. So someone who sees the world that way is not for me. So adios, like go you live your life. Like it has nothing to do with me. It's not even my reality. It's not my universe. Someone else was like, oh, but Calvin, you've had this much money and like you should like give me a refund or give me some money or whatever. I'm like, dude, you can't even freaking read. I don't have a jet. I'm going to get a jet. And like, that's a scarcity mindset. That's not how I operate. Like, go do that somewhere else. You don't need to do that in my world. So it's really beautiful. And most people, I will say, most people have been like, hell yes, I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm cheering you on. Like, most of the responses have been enthusiastic. So when you take a stand like that, what happens is that the right people are drawn to it and the wrong people are repelled by it. And that's exactly how it should be. So claim your freaking dreams, speak them into existence, talk about them, share them, let them inspire the people that are meant to be inspired by it. Let it aggravate the people that are meant to be aggravated by it. Let them, like, no skin off your back. I believe that we're ultimately here to spark and arouse people. And I bet that you've experienced in your life too that someone that was really incensed and really like upset about something that you said or did, then later they came back and it turns out it was actually a major turning point for them. It's just that they had a trigger. And you and I, we know that every time we're triggered, it's an invitation to open up. It's a place where you're not free and life is showing you, oh my God, here's a place you're not free. Let's find freedom. And the freedom is on the other side of the mind bug that's making it into a trigger for you. If there's anything in your life, in your universe, that is triggering a reaction that you don't like, it's because there's a mind bug, a story that says it shouldn't be this way, or it means this, or it means that. There's some mind bug in there that's causing the pain. And that mind bug is what it's about, not the thing that's triggering you. Fuck that. That's just a great thing that happened so that you can become aware of the mind bug. Literally everything in your life is there for one purpose and one purpose alone, which is to show you where you're not yet free, where you're still bought into a lie, into a mind bug. When you treat life this way, where everything that happens is in your service because it's pointing to a mind bug that's currently keeping you stuck in a prison or in a smaller version of yourself, that life really starts to open up. You see this? You see how this works? Oh my God, that's where I live. That's where I invite you to come live with me. That place is magic. It's a magic place to live. And it's the truth. It is just simply the truth. If you'd like my help living like that, calibrating that every day, that's what we do in my coaching program. It's called Recode. It's a business program. If you're already making at least 10K a month, apply for Recode. Just DM me Recode or email me calvin@simplero.com, Recode. We can see if you're fit. And let's live that life, you know? And the thing that I've found is that people, we all need to be reminded. And so this is a container where we constantly remind each other and I remind you of what you know to be true. I saw a talk some years ago that really inspired me, which was, it was an event I was at, and there were two people there that both had near-death experiences where they were like totally out of body. Like one was, she was cycling, and then there was like, she crashed in and got, you know, crashed into by a car, high speed. She like slid hundreds of feet, like helmet cracked, like bruises all over, completely unconscious. And yet she was able to see the whole scene from the outside. The whole scene, she knew everything that had happened, even though she was unconscious, was brought back to life, lives today, but she had that firsthand experience. The other guy was a father and husband, and he was driving, and then he probably like lost awareness. He's like fell asleep at the wheel for a second. The next thing he knows, like the car's flipped over, his wife is dead, one of his kids is dead and the other one, the infant is screaming in the backseat. And so traumatic, obviously. And in the hospital, he meets his wife, like as spirit, as soul, like real as can be, saying, hey, like, I forgive you for everything. Take good care of, like, live your life. Don't worry about me. Take good care of our child and just, like, live. Don't let this stop you from living your life. I'm fine. I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I love you. And these two people, both of them, despite having this lived experience firsthand, both people told that within 3 months, 90 days, they're both back caught up in the matrix, and they still need to meditate or journal, have some sort of practice to remind them of the truth that they know. That's how powerful the matrix is. It sucks you in and has you believe in lies, believe in the illusion of separation of this 3D reality. We need something constantly to remind us, or regularly to remind us of what we know to be true. And that is what Recode is. It's a live transmission every week, coaching on both the seeing reality and the strategy, because we still need the strategies. Once we're cleared of the mind bugs, or like the ones that are up right now, because like we'll never be clear of all mind bugs as long as we're in a human form. But once we clear mind bugs, space opens up, and in that space, we can actually execute and implement strategies. And without the mind bugs, the strategies get so much simpler and easier and more effective. And that's what we do. It's always this TikTok ping pong dance of like, do a strategy, do a mind bug zapping, and then do a strategy, and then see what comes up. Because life is always going to present you with what you need to see where you're not free. Let's zap that, find freedom, now execute on a mind bug. So that instead of being business, being a case of like, gotta do this so I can achieve, so I can feel safe, or like I prove myself or worthy or good enough or accomplished, or like get approval or like whatever it is that's been driving you up until now. Nah, let's have it be your creative expression. Just like people sing in the shower and kids build towers of Lego. Like, that's what we want your life to feel like. Every moment of every day, it's just you expressing yourself creatively as an act of service, as an act of love, as an act of joy, from wholeness, not lack. That's the game. Hit me up, DM me Recode. We can see if you're fit. Would love to work with you if you are. Appreciate you. See ya.